yeah, that's I suppose it in a nutshell, really. Yeah, it's I suppose we had an issue arose a couple of years ago where we felt that there was a lot of stereotyping going on. That a lot of people were being stereotyped as being grumpy old people, greys, you know, the very all the names that were appearing, I suppose, in media, etc., to cover to describe older people, and a lot of felt that that was really how younger people felt. But then turned the question around: what did older people think of younger people? And we had a stereotype of younger people as well. So thought the only way to counteract that was to get both parties together, if you like, and working together. And the colleges were very facilitating with transition year students. And consequently, we set up a number of sessions with transition year students, and they went from various things, from writing letters. The older people wrote letters to their younger selves, and we asked the students to write a letter to their 70-year-old selves, and that worked out very well. And when we got to know each other, we started discussing a lot of things like elder abuse and various things.
I imagine that whenever the younger people and the older people got together or shared their views, did they find that there's perhaps more in common between them than they had first thought?
Yes, yeah, there was definitely an empathy there, and I think the discovery was, I remember someone saying, some of the younger people saying that they thought that the exceptions to the kind of the stereotype, if you like, were their grandparents. Everyone else was different. Their grandparents were the only ones that were normal.
Mm.
So we tried to prove to them that we were normal as well. And
I imagine that it worked both ways as well, that some older people might think that their grandchildren be the apple of their eye, and maybe not so much for other ones.
That's exactly it. Yeah, that's where we came from originally. That you know, we were this idea that you know, teenagers were drug addicts, or you know, all of this idea that's. We were trying to put that idea to bed as well, to make sure that all the people didn't have that misconception about younger people.
Something I've been told that you have worked with is, or to get the TY students engaging with older people, is that they wrote pen pal letters, or they wrote to residents of residential care centres here in the local area.
Yeah, that's what we actually a couple of years ago, some of the students started visiting the residential care centres and interacting with the older people. But obviously, this year with the coronavirus, that couldn't take place. So it was decided that to try and set up this pen pal initiative, which seems to be working extremely well. The nursing home residents are loving it. They're loving getting these letters from young people, and vice versa. But it certainly, I suppose, probably a lot of the older people maybe haven't had a letter in years, you know, and suddenly they're getting these letters every couple of weeks from these young people. They're almost changing their lives.
It's something that writing letters, it's probably seen now as an old style of communicating now that younger people would be more engaged with send an email or phone call or text message. So to get them, so it's moving back to the pen and paper as well, it maybe giving a bit more understanding of how communications would have been done years ago.
It is indeed, yes, yeah. And in fact, I think one of the last times we had a meeting with a group of younger people, that was part of the topic conversation, how, I suppose, communications have changed kind of since the older people were their age, you know, when the only means of communication were the phone on the wall where you turned the handle, and you know, we actually went through all of that with the letter writing, you know. And
and maybe it's something that probably every generation of person here feels, and I imagine having the opportunity to communicate between the older and younger people was a great way to explore this. But everyone perhaps sometimes thinks that the world is set against them, that they're the most discriminated against, that they haven't got the rights or the ability to do whatever they want, or they're being judged for it. Was there anything that brought up whenever talking between the older people and younger people, again, similarities in that?
Yeah, I suppose the topic of making judgments certainly did come up, and making wrong judgments, or making judgments on the basis of, I suppose, media headlines. That was, in fact, the media came in for a lot of discussion on, you know, how headlines are, particularly the written media, you know, how headlines sometimes can give a false impression. You know, you get a sensational headline, and the story is not nearly as sensational as the headline.
And for the number of years that you have done this, Bob, and the different groups you've worked with, are you seeing now that there is the change, the stumbling blocks that you'd try to remove, that there is progress being made in that?
Oh, there's definite progress being made, and I suppose I can only talk really from the older people's point of view. And certainly, there has been, I suppose, over the years, a great respect built up for the younger people and for what they have to offer.